want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And happy Monday to you, Brevard County. We want to thank you for tuning into the Refresh radio program right here on WMIE 91.5 FM. And, you know, if you are not a partner with WMIE, you might want to consider becoming one. This is a ministry. It's a ministry that enables the Word of God to go all the way throughout Brevard County. Their phone number is 321-632-1000, 321-632-1000. If you, you know, they have a fundraiser twice a year and ask people to stand with them every 6 months. That's not going on right now. They didn't ask me to do this. I'm just saying, you know, if you're just tuning into this and thought that it was, you know, maybe paid by advertisers and all of that, that's not the way that this works at all. It is a faith ministry, and if you'd like to stand with them, you can call 321-632-1000. Tell them you heard about them on the Refresh radio program. Paul will be the one that answers the phone. Tell him that you heard about it and you wanted to be part of the ministry here and your financial support. If you don't hear us talk about this often, but if you'd like to partner with us, this is not a free program. It's not something that the radio station says, hey, you know, just have this free airtime or anything like that. It is a ministry, and it, you know, we feel very strongly about it, and you know, have been doing this, I think, going on our seventh year now, if I'm not mistaken. 2013, I believe, was the year that we started. Doesn't that seem, I mean, that just rolls off of the tongue so fluently, but 7 years, it's hard to believe that it's been almost 7 years that we've been doing this radio program. We do have a few businesses that are associated with the church as far as people in these businesses attend the church. And so we like to give them a shout out so that you would know that there are Christian business people that you can trust, that their services are not only that of Christians, but these are people who are really, really good in their field. One of those is Creative AC Solutions, Bill and his wife Heidi. Heidi is our worship leader at Merritt Assembly of God, and they have air conditioning service that they provide in the central part of Brevard County. Their phone number is 321-759-3284, 321-759-3284. And no matter what type of system that you have, Bill is going to be able to take care of that situation. He's going to be able to fix your unit or tell you if it can be fixed. He's not going to try and upsell you when, you know, you could solve the problem with a very minor repair. He's going to be very honest with you, very forthright with you. You know, there was early on in the program, there was a lady who called him and she'd been told she needed a new system. And he went out to her house and said, you know what? You don't need a new system. You just need this done here, and saved that lady a great deal of money. There was a time at our church when he came to us and he said, so far I've been able to fix this system, but it's going to need to have to be replaced at some point in time. And at that point in time, we started saving our nickels and dimes and quarters. And he said, the only thing I ask you is when you have me put in this system, let's not make it when it's the brutal time of the year. Well, sometimes air conditioners break when it is the hottest. Sometimes I've had air conditioners that broke down when it was not hot outside at all. But whatever situation you might face, Creative AC Solutions can get you up and running, and they will treat you in an honest and forthright manner. So give them a call, 321-759-3284. So today I will be meeting with the fire marshal at our church. It happens once a year. They come by And normally we get a clean bill of health from the fire marshal on the very first visit. And so if you wouldn't mind praying with us today, we would like to continue that streak. We like to stay up to date on things. And I remember a conversation I had with Fire Marshal years ago because they didn't used to come every year. And finally, they started coming every year. And I said, you know, what changed? And he was very honest. He said, well, what we discovered was that churches used to be every 5 years. And he said they'd fix everything that we told them to fix. And then they wouldn't do anything until our next visit. And so that wasn't being a good steward. And I said, so what you're telling me is we created our own hardship. And he said, that's what I'm telling you. And so we have the mindset, we want to make their job easy. We don't want to make their job difficult. And so we pray that that everything goes smoothly today. And it's a very quick in and out type of meeting. And that will be wonderful. So we're going to take you in the Word of God today to Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews chapter 10. Last week we concluded in verse number 23 and 24. I'm going to read all three verses there. Hebrews chapter 10, verse number 23 says, "Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching." So much more as you see the day approaching. So this is still a continuation of the "let us" statement that is in verse number 24. This is part of our responsibility. And I know that that's a dirty word in 2020 for a lot of people. Whenever I go and get my hair cut, I ask the guy who cuts my hair, I said, "Is there anything you can do about all this gray that seems to be showing up on top of my head?" And he said, "Bob, that's from all of that stuff that we call responsibility." He's a little older than I am, but he doesn't have near the gray hair that I've got. And he says, "Well, that's just because I refuse to grow up, and you've got all that responsibility that you..." Responsibility, you know, is a wonderful thing to be able to have. You know, I would like to have the testimony that people would say he was very responsible, he was very faithful. So a lot of people don't realize that responsibility factors in to the Christian life. So we talked about last week that we have to hold fast the confession of our hope or our faith without wavering or without swerving, because God is faithful. Last Friday, we talked about let us consider one another in order to stir up or to provoke love and good works. So that is what we're talking about here. So we are continuing with let us consider one another. And if you drop down to verse number 25, it says, "Not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together." So, and let us consider one another, not forsaking, I'm skipping over a little bit of verse number 24 there, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. So when we come together, it is part of that dynamic is we recognize the value that God has placed in each other's lives. So if you recognize value in me and I recognize value in you, we're going to want to assemble together. So that not forsaking ourselves assembling together, it means don't give up meeting together. Don't neglect to assemble together, or don't neglect meeting together. It's because we recognize, we consider, we have determined that there is value in each other's lives. And so whenever we get together for church, I here a couple of weeks ago, or I guess it was about a month ago now, We had to do an online service. It was July the 5th, so not quite a month ago. And my worship leader came to my rescue. I had a computer problem. I was going to give her the week off, because we weren't having joint services, because of the beautification project we had going on at the church. And I had a computer problem that happened on Saturday night. And so I called her and said, you know, I got a problem. and I was thinking one solution, but she recognized that she's got greater giftings in worship than what I do. And so her and her husband came and they helped us, and it ended up being a very important thing because of what was going on with our live stream that day. We were having some problems there as well, and they made that happen. I like that everybody in the body of Christ has been gifted by God, and I want people using those gifts. I want them stirring up those gifts. I want those gifts to be in operation to encourage the younger generation, but also new believers, that God has a place for you in the body of Christ. He can use you for His glory. That doesn't happen if we don't get to meet together. Now, I know that there are some shut-ins that do not get to go to church. I recognize that. But I can tell you that shut-ins can have a ministry as well, because they are able to pray for the church. They are able to utilize their giftings. A lot of them have time on their hands where they can do some of the phone calling and checking on people to make sure that they are doing okay. Just because you cannot physically be in the same location at the same time does not mean that we cannot do what we talked about last week, where it said, let us consider one another, let us think of ways that we can continue to stir up love and good works in one another. Allow God to bring some creativity to you. You know, there was a time a few years ago where if we had been going through this coronavirus thing, we wouldn't have known exactly what to do when we weren't able to meet with groups of 10 and under, but or no more than 10. Let me put it in the right phraseology there. We wouldn't have had any clue as to how to adapt to that situation. But in 2020, because of the skill set, the giftings that God has placed in people in our congregation, we were able to do that. There are things that I have continued to add to my library, if you will, my tool bag, my spiritual tool bag, to help me to become a better preacher and a better speaker. And some of those are being implemented in this lesson that you're listening to today. I've discovered how to do something I hadn't done before. And so we need to value the importance of meeting together. We can't afford to neglect it. Now, if you don't have a valid reason for not meeting together in physical, you know, in you know, the same physical location at the same physical time, then you're neglecting, you're missing out on, you are depriving yourself and depriving others of a great spiritual blessing. And we don't want you to see, we don't want to see anybody deprived of blessing and missing out on God's best. Listen, there are people around the globe that would love to have all of the opportunities that you and I have to grow in our faith. So I want to encourage you, if at all possible, that you find a church, a local church, that preaches the Word of God, that lives the Word of God, that loves Jesus and wants to see more souls added to the kingdom of God, and get plugged in there. If you are at a small church, get involved. If you're at a medium-sized church, get involved. If you are at a large church, Don't just go there with the mindset, well, I'm going to get lost in the crowd and I'm going to like it like that. No, go there. Get involved. There are still way too many people whose names are not written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We need to change that. So it says that there are, even in the first century after Jesus' life, there were already people who did not see the value of getting together with other believers, of coming together on the Lord's Day and meeting together. And it says, as is the manner of some. Another way that another translation put it was, some are in the habit of doing this. Some people are not in the habit of going to church. Let me tell you, bad habits can creep up on you. Bad habits can creep up on you. You've got to make sure that you don't allow your normal to be defined by something that is less than God's best. Don't let the bad habits of the some, S-O-M-E, define the habits of the whole group. I'm going to say that again. Don't let the bad habits of the some, S-O-M-E, define the habits of the whole group. Well, so-and-so wasn't at church. Why do I need to be at church? You know, that sounds like the debates that kids had with their parents. Well, Johnny's mom doesn't make him brush his teeth. Why should I have to brush my teeth? Well, Johnny's mom might not care if his teeth fall out of his head, but I care if your teeth don't fall or do, you know, I want you to keep your teeth as long as you can. Okay. So brush your teeth. You know, my parents didn't let us get by with any of that sort of arguing stuff. They just said, I'm not Johnny's mom. I'm not Johnny's dad, whatever it might be. You and I, we can't afford to allow our bad habits, and all of us have some bad habits. We can't afford to let those bad habits become a stumbling block for someone else. Instead, let us commit to overcoming our bad habits, and let us determine and see the value of meeting together. Now, I will tell you this. If we do not assemble together, if we do not meet, we are not going to be able to stir up love and good works in one another. Okay? I'm very thankful that we can bring this teaching to you on the radio. We have Facebook Live that we do. We have a YouTube channel that we post to. There's a lot of things that we have available, but I cannot necessarily succeed in provoking you to love and good works without being in a room where we can say, look, God has placed a wonderful gift in you. Now, we're in a difficult season right now where, you know, at our church, our seating capacity is diminished. But I'm telling you right now that whenever we get to the point that we are reaching, you know, seating capacity for our current situation, I'm not opposed, even as hard as I've been working. This summer has been a very busy summer. This spring was a very busy spring. I didn't get the breaks that a lot of people got as far as scheduling and stuff like that because of the coronavirus demands and everything. But I tell you, when we need to, we'll add a second service because we want everyone to know that there's value. There's value in meeting together. So far, we haven't reached that capacity, but you know, I'm prepared for it when it happens. Not forsaking, this is all part of our responsibility. It is our responsibility to meet together, even though some are in the habit of not doing it. But when we come together, it's not just for a social gathering. There's a purpose to it, and it says that we are to exhort one another. Now, the word exhortation that we're talking about here, exhorting, that means that there is a time to teach. That's what exhorting is. It is teaching. And I will tell you that whenever I go to church, when I get ready to prepare a sermon, I'm still looking for God to teach me. I remember preaching a sermon series years ago, and it was called The School of the Spirit. I looked in the Word of God, and it said that God wants to teach us this, and God wants to teach us this, and we need to learn this. Go and learn what this means. I desire mercy, not sacrifice. There's a lot of things that you're not going to find in a school curriculum. You won't even necessarily find it in a college curriculum, but you will find it in the house of God. Okay, so when we come together, there is an exhorting of one another. There's a teaching of one another. I recognize and value the gifts that God has placed in everybody else. And so I'm always looking to learn as well. So you say, well, how's that possible? Well, there was a guy in our church, and he's my dear friend. And one night he was teaching out of the book of Hebrews. And this is the verse. It was in Hebrews chapter 13. And it said, obey those who rule over you and be submissive, for they watch out for your souls as those who must give account. Let them do so with joy and not with grief, for that would be unprofitable for you. And he shared that verse as a person that I was watching over his soul. He was able to communicate to the congregation that it was their responsibility to make my job a joy, because my job is to watch over their souls. I never forget that. Never forget that. There's probably a 100 different things that people in our congregation through the years have shared, and it made an impact on me. I don't know if they would even remember it. There's a lot of times that people remember things that I said that I've forgotten. And the same guy I was talking to you about, we had a missionary that came through, and he said, I remember you. This is the message that you preached when you were here the last time. And the guy said, well, I didn't remember that I preached that here, but I do remember preaching that message. We are supposed to be in the position to teach and to learn. No one here knows it all. If you've got to be the smartest person in the room all the time, you're going to find that you are in a very lonely room. And it says that there's a time factor here. This is all still part of that let us. And it said, and so much more as you see the day approaching. By the way, exhorting is just one aspect of that word. There is also encouraging one another. There is admonishing one another, warning one another, urging one another. There's a whole lot that is tied into that word. People don't like to be admonished. I think we can come at that and say, okay, we need to work up to that. A lot of people, they just want to go for the end result right away. And I think that if we encourage one another, and we exhort one another, and we urge one another, and then if they haven't responded at that point in time, then we start warning them, and then we can start admonishing them and let them know, hey, this bad habit of yours is not going to end the way that you think it's going to end. You really need to deal with that. Let's make sure that we handle one another in a manner of love, that we, like I said earlier, we stand in faith, we stand in love. I said that last week. So, so much more as you see the day, capital D-A-Y. This is a verse that talks about as you see the day of the Lord approaching, or the day of Christ's return approaching. And if you look around at world events, I don't see how you could not come to the conclusion that the day of the Lord is very, very close. It's very much at hand. Like I said in a program last week, who would have thought that there would be a system in place so quickly where the ability to buy or sell would literally be prevented from someone. But yet, here we are. Here we are. Technology has made it possible that you can literally destroy a business through the power of depriving somebody the ability to buy or sell. So much more, as you see. One other translation says, all the more faithfully as the day approaches, or as you see the day approaching. So we need to be more faithful. Faithfulness is one of my big key elements. I believe that faithfulness is a much rarer commodity than what God would want it to be. We're all looking to hear, well done, thou good and faithful servant. But the scripture says, who can find a faithful man? We need to be faithful. And that faithfulness needs to be increasing. So let me throw this out there. Most of my congregation hears me speak all the time. They don't necessarily hear me on the radio all the time. I've got some people who do. And so let me tell you this. Be faithful enough to your church that if you're not going to be there, that you let the pastor know, or if you've got a staff, let them know, hey, I wasn't able to be there. There's one of our family members is sick, and so I've got to be home to take care of them. Would you pray with us? You don't know what a wonderful blessing that is. Someone asked me many years ago, they said, who's going to be at church today? And I said, ask me after church and I'll be able to tell you. But I do have some people that they let me know, hey, I'm not going to be able to be there. One year, because of the way that the 365 or 366 days in the year and leap year work, ever so often you get a 53rd Sunday. Most of the time there's 52. That particular year, I was in church 52 Sundays. I was away on vacation one Sunday. I finished second that year because one of my men never missed a service the entire year. And I was like, if he's not at church, I know that there's something that has come up to prevent him from being at church. I pray that as you see the return of Christ approaching, as you see prophecy being fulfilled, let's not abandon meeting together. Let's become more faithful and encourage one another. We'll see you tomorrow right here.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
change.